Appreciate it. Appreciate
Zimmer,
it.
You heard about Zimmer got a contract extension.
Yeah, I just heard. Man, that's awesome for him. He definitely deserves it. And just looking forward to seeing him around a long time.
Adrian, not that you need motivation, but a lot of people are saying you play well when you're coming off injury. You even say you play well when you're angry. There's so much on the table. What is your personal – do you have a personal motivation, like to shut people up about being 31? Or what is it
here? Just being great, you know, just trying to accomplish that ultimate goal of winning a championship keeps me motivated, you know. So, of course, the talk about being 31, that's something that's deep down inside that, you know, I think in my mind that, you know, I'll prove people wrong, you know, after the type of season, you know, we have as a team and individually. And it's the other thing that has me motivated. And I don't know if this is going to be Chad's last year. But, you know, we've been on this journey together for a long time, you know. So if it is, to top it off with a championship would be awesome for him, you know. So it's a lot of things that keep me motivated to come out here and, you know, go through training camp and get ready for an amazing season.
What was going through your mind on the drive down?
Just make sure I made it on time. just pretty much make sure I made it on time and make sure I didn't get lost with some construction. But it was pretty smooth.
Adrian, how nice is it to have kind of a down off season? Not a lot of talk about you compared to what there was last off season.
How was it? It was relaxing, you know. Just able to kind of relax and, you know, work out and chill and be around the family. It was good. It was peaceful.
Adrian, in the past, you put up goals like numbers, 2,000 yards and so forth. You're talking championship now. Can the two work hand in hand? I mean, or do that? Is that the way it works out?
They can work hand in hand, you know, but, you know, anyway, we can get a championship, I'm all in for it, you know. So if that's 2,500 for me, you know, or 1,500, as long as we're playing in Houston, Texas, you know, I'm going to be satisfied.
Adrian, how do you compare expectations for this team compared to years past?
How do I compare?
Expectations.
The expectation is definitely at the highest level. You know, it's, you play to not only just win games, but to win championships, you know. So, you know, I feel like with the coaching staff and the tools that we have, and there's no reason that we should accomplish that, you know. So, you know, I'll say that's how it's different. Just the pieces we have out, you know, the receiver. You know, I'm expecting a lot from Treadwell. You know, I've been following him this summer, and he's been working extremely hard, you know. And then we have, you know, some other key players out wide that's going to contribute. And, you know, up front, we are looking a lot more, you know, looking sharp and crisp, bringing in some new guys to kind of help us offensively. And, you know, defense pretty much speaks for itself. You know, guys coming back healthy, expecting some even bigger performances from some of our key role players, you know. So I feel like the sky's the limit.
Does the potential this team have make it easier to grind through kind of the drudgery of camp?
Yeah, you know. What's up, brother? I'm doing good. Good to see you too, brother. Likewise. Camp is camp. You know, it's still a grind. But, yeah, looking forward to, you know, what you guys can accomplish. You know, I always make camp a lot easier.
I know you're always looking at improving. Is there anything this offseason specifically focused on? Maybe your game and body?
I think it was more like mentally. Just focusing on, you know, just being more involved in the pass game, ball security, you know, awareness. That's probably the main two things.
Last year, you and Chad have had the highs and lows. We talked about being together so long. One of the lows, you know, losing the NFC Championship game to the Saints, and what how it was in that locker room. He says now, because of having that in his past, it's kind of apprehensive about all the pressure and the ribbon cutting and, you know, all the hype that goes into this year. Do you think it's easier for you guys to kind of go in steady and you need to make sure that the younger guys that haven't had that, and that relationship that you guys have, that they go in steady too?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's important that we do that, you know, going steady. You know, having that experience is, you know, something that holds on to you and puts things in perspective, you know. So we'll be able to use that knowledge to get the young guys rolling and, focus on the same thing that we're trying to accomplish.
Last year, Adrian, as the underdog, you were able to sneak up on teams. This year, people are going to be gunning for you as division champions. How is that going to be different for you? I mean, going for the underdog, yeah. World, people gunning for you.
Mm-hmm. I think people, I really don't think we was underdogs last year because before every game, you know, you got a week to watch film and you know what you're going up against, you know. So with that being said, those teams knew, you know, even though we weren't being talked about, they knew that they was coming in to face a good team, you know. So I think it's going to be the same thing this season.
Adrian, this last couple for Adrian.
Do you have any top training camp memories or maybe training camp players that stand out to you over the past several years?
Let me see. Because last year was pretty awesome. Just coming back after, you know, being out a year. And just, you know, just having all the support and just being around the guys again, being reunited with the guys. That was awesome. And then, of course, my rookie year. You know, just coming in and expecting a lot from myself and, you know, not really knowing what to expect, you know, but just... There's so much love from them, from the guys, you know, Antoine Winfield, Big Pat Williams, Kevin Williams, you know, Jared, all those guys. You know, those were some great memories. There was a lot more rookie hazing going on then, you know, than it is today. So it was a little more exciting. But so I'll probably say those two.
Talk about Cable and Phil both retiring. Is it tough to see those guys that you've been in the trenches with?
Yeah.
You know, friends, and then also with Phil being in front of you for so long.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I was talking to Teddy yesterday in the locker room and telling him about Kevin and Pat and, you know, how I wish he could experience having those guys in the locker room, you know. So, you know, just congratulations to Kevin. You know, he had an incredible season, career. And, you know, Phil, you know, I had the opportunity to talk to him as well. And, you know, it was just unfortunate that, you know, I feel like that it was after 7 years he's retiring, you know. But you know, he told me he was gonna pray about it last time I talked to him and just make the best decision for him, you know. So that's what he did, and I'm still gonna stay on him and try to get him to make a comeback. And I don't know if he'll listen, but I'll be in his ear.
That's the last question.
Say it again.
What's the best part of training camp and worst part of training camp for you?
The worst part is just being away from your family, you know. Being away from your family is the worst part. And then the best part is kind of being away from your family, too. You get a chance to relax and, you know, just kind of clear your mind. Yep.
Is there anything at 31 that you can't do that you were able to do when you were 21?
No. Not at all.
Does that motivate you a little bit? A lot of running backs, they always say hit 30, 31, they go into decline. I take it that's motivation for you?
Yeah, it's motivation. It's definitely motivation for me. I haven't noticed any type of, you know, decline in my performance and what I'm able to do when I'm working out with younger guys, you know. So I'm pretty confident.
All right, thanks, guys.